Hey guys, Will Durst here in my guise as a 40-foot helium balloon to kickstart our national parade of giving thanks. That's right, Turkey Holocaust Day is right around the corner. And to be honest, a little tryptophan poisoning might be the perfect antidote to trying times like these. Especially comforting when you consider that this holiday isn't about greasing the wheels of capitalism with the fire hose of consumer debt, like that other holiday about a month down the road, which shall remain nameless. This one doesn't hide under any religious robes either. It's purely about gluttony, food, family, friends, and football. Four of the five F's. So allow me to express my gratitude for the fourth Thursday of November, one of the little things that makes life worth living. And here's some other examples of what a middle-aged, round-headed political comic gives thanks for. For Dick Cheney, 6 heart attacks, and the man goes on a book tour. How does a guy without a heart have 6 heart attacks? It would be like Rick Perry contracting a brain tumor. For Rick Perry, who suffered a 53-second brain freeze on national TV. 53 seconds. It only took the Niners 8 seconds longer to score 2 touchdowns last Sunday. The Niners. For Bill Clinton, who refuses to go away. God bless him. For Michelle Bachmann and her Newsweek cover shot, which made her look spooky. Her supporters complained that they cherry-picked a spooky photo on purpose, so the magazine put the entire photo shoot online, saying, "Which one would you have picked?" And they all shut up. For Pat Robertson, who said that the Republican presidential field is too extreme. Pat Robertson said that. It's like having your drug intervention hosted by Lindsay Lohan, and Charlie Sheen is driving the van. For Barack Obama, because no matter what you think of his policies, you got to admire his ability not to get involved in them. And finally, for George W. Bush, who established a think tank. Let me repeat that, the George W. Bush think tank. You can't make stuff up like this. See? Life is good. For Wilders.com, I remain thankfully Will Durst.